This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. You may have already heard some of the music we're going to talk about today for In Focus. It's from Ballads of Macanda, a Modern Folklore. The artist is Jenny Johnson, and Jenny's in studio with us. Jenny, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
For people who are unfamiliar, the Ballads of Macanda, it's a lot of folk music, and it really touches home here in Southern Illinois. Can you talk a little bit about your inspiration?
Yes, I had started to write this album. I knew I wanted to write it about Macanda. It's a town that I live in, and I'm from this area, and people have always said forever, there's just something special about Macanda. And so I was doing my thesis, and I was like, you know, I'm a local girl. I want to do this about a place I love and also celebrate rural culture, because I believe that there's, you know, a lot of heat on rural places, and I feel like there's a lot of culture and we should celebrate that and explore the history. And I've always thought of music as a way to document and celebrate and preserve your culture.
When you're living in the valley, nothing gets you down.
It's a historical perspective as
yes.
well as this celebration.
Yeah.
The one song that really kind of spoke to me, and I think it goes to the excitement that a lot of people are feeling, The Solar Eclipse. It's the first track on the CD.
In the shadow.
Exciting is it, do you think, for a town like Macanda to be the epicenter of this worldwide event?
Yeah, the estimates of how many people are going to attend is just wild. And I'm excited to be a part of that and be around this area. And the inspiration for this song actually came from reading about history of solar eclipses throughout different cultures. And so there's all these really dark mythologies associated with it for centuries. People were trying to figure out what it was, and so they made up their own ideas. So the song kind of references these ancient mythologies, meanwhile talking about specifically what's happening in Macanda during the solar eclipse. So some of those mythologies were pregnant women should not go outside during the eclipse. It's a bad omen. Some people would bang pots and pans to keep the demons away. And what was the other one? Oh, a dog could eat the sun. That's some of the explanations. So it kind of riffs off that, and it does it in the music I chose was sort of dark, playing on, you know, like Tom Waits or Cab Calloway, that call and response. Because I just thought it was funny.
You know, a lot of people, when they do pieces like this that explore local folklore, mm-hmm. local traditions, there's a lot of research, there's a lot of collaboration yeah. that goes into that. Can you talk about your process and how you chose each track and how you did the research and the collaboration there?
Yeah, I went out and collected oral histories from the town. And so I went around talking to, you know, figureheads of the community, Dave Dardis of the Rainmaker's Garden, and he has the line that runs through the center point of the eclipse runs through his garden. So I talked to him about that. And that's actually one of the lines in the song. And I talked to Sheila Simon. I talked to several people, Kay Rippelmeyer. And then I, you know, released it out in social media and said, give me your stories. And so it all became a daily, tell me your stories about Macanda. And so it was just kind of weeding out what talks about this area. So some of the songs address, you know, the flooding. How do we deal as a culture with these natural events? It's rural feminism. The Lipe Orchard's an entirely female-run farm, so it's got these different themes that it plays off of that the community can kind of gather around.
So a little bit of a learning experience then for
yeah.
you and then for your listeners as well.
Absolutely. And I consider it a piece that's, you know, collaborative in the sense that the whole community had a part of it. And I was excited at the exhibition that people got to hear the stories that essentially they in a way wrote because they were a part of this experience.
You can get more information at therealjennyjohnson.com. That's where you can get a hold of her CD, which is The Ballads of Macanda, a Modern Folklore. You know, Is there something, is there one moral, is there one nugget of information or inspiration that you hope people can get from this music?
I hope that they go out and celebrate their own culture as well. I hope that they take away that you work in a community to celebrate it, you work together to document and preserve your own history and find the good that's already there.
Jenny Johnson is a local musician who's produced this album, The Ballads of Makanda, a Modern Folklore. It includes Solar Eclipse, The Big One, Dry Town, Lipe Orchards, Courting in the Valley, and Giant City. Jenny, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.